Hey everybody, it's Adam, live and in person for you. Hey everybody, it's Adam, wonder who he'll interview.
Hey everyone, it's Call Me Adam, and in this episode of Burying It All with Call Me Adam, we are talking with actor and singer Kyle Dean Massey. Hi Kyle.
Hi there.
It's great to have you on here. You have a lot going on right now. So first of all, we are backstage at the Gershwin Theater in your dressing room where you are back in Wicked.
Yes.
And second of all, you are performing at Feinstein's 54 Below September 23rd. First of all, let's focus on 54 Below show. What made now the right time to come back?
The fact that I'm here. I don't live in New York City anymore. So the fact that I'm here, my MD was like, you're going to be in New York? Let's just do a show for fun. So I said, okay. So that's why we're doing it.
Awesome. Where do you live?
I live in LA now. Oh, nice.
It's been 3 years since our last interview. What has been some of the biggest changes for you?
Goodness, I've had a lot of big changes. I got married in the last 3 years. I moved to LA in the last 3 years. My husband and I started a company that helps people have babies, especially gay couples. So that takes up a lot of our time, because we were in the process of starting our own family.
So going back to your show coming up at Feinstein's 54 Below, the show is going to feature hits from your career, some of your favorite pop songs, and some unexpected mashups, as well as some fun surprises. That is good PR. What more can you tell us about the show?
Well, I think in the past, the shows I've done at 54 Below in the past, I've done several nights, because you're basically workshopping a show that you're going to take out into the country. You're basically trying to sell it. This show is not that at all. This is like a one night only thing. And we're here just to kind of do some of our favorite tunes and do some new ones and kind of have just a more relaxed, fun, low key, chill night. I'm actually very excited about it, just because there's no pressure to try to create this perfect show to sell. It's just going to be singing songs that we love and hanging out with the audience.
That's awesome. I saw you, I think it was 3 years ago at Feinstein's 54 Below, when you were doing songs that you never got to sing. So I'm very excited to now see this show. It should be great.
Yeah.
So we're going to play with some show titles now. You have starred on Broadway in Wicked, which you are currently back in. Yes. Through October
6th.
Okay. Yeah. And you've been in Next to Normal, Pippin, and Xanadu. So breaking these shows down, what is the most wicked thing you've ever done?
I don't think I can say that on a podcast. What? I don't know. I'm sure I've done some wicked things, but truly, the most wicked things I don't think I can say. I think I'm going to have to, like, what is it? Plead the fifth on that? Yeah, there we go.
If this was Andy Cohen, that's exactly what you would do.
Oh, it is? Yeah. Okay, there we go. Plead the fifth. Plead the fifth.
One of my favorite songs in Next to Normal is I Miss the Mountains. What are some mountains that you miss?
Metaphorically or literally?
You can take it either way.
Well, I mean, in Arkansas, where I grew up, we have these mountains called the Ozark Mountains, which are not really mountains. They're like hills, pretty much. But my family has a lake house there. And when I was growing up, we would go pretty much every weekend to this lake and go ski and boating and that sort of thing. So I do miss that. I don't get to do that like I used to do as frequently. So yeah, literal mountains there.
I love it. In Pippin, Bertha hangs from the trapeze. Mm-hmm. So what is the most death-defying act you have done, whether on stage or in your personal life?
It was probably in Pippin, honestly. I mean, my body was never meant to do those things that I did in that show. So I had to do a backflip in that show, and I went to circus training every single day for over a year, and I was never comfortable doing it. Every night when we'd get to that point, I'd be like, ooh. So I don't know, probably that. But I don't know. Recently, my brother-in-law did accidentally take me down like a double black diamond ski slope.
Oh, wow.
And I did feel like I was going to die. So maybe that went. I don't know.
That could be up there. Uh-huh. But you made it. So
barely.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a story.
Now, my favorite line in Xanadu is a place nobody dared to go. So where is somewhere you have not gone yet but would like to?
I have not been to Africa. And we were actually supposed to go to Egypt and Morocco last month, and we actually had to cancel our trip the night we were leaving.
Oh my God.
I know. So I guess there's some places in Africa I'd like to see.
Well, you have to get back there.
I will. I most definitely will. Yeah.
So you are we're going to just touch on Wicked for a little bit. Sure. So you are Broadway's longest running Fiero.
How about that?
That is pretty amazing. What do you love about this character that makes you want to keep playing him over and over again?
You know, that's a good question. I think he's underestimated. I think people underestimate this character. I think they think he's a lot simpler than he is. And that's what I like about it. But I guess for me personally, coming back every time, I first played this role 13 years ago when I was 25. And so you're a very different person between those ages. And every time I've gotten to come back, I have some kind of new life experience or just feel like I've become more settled as an actor, performer. And so you get to kind of rediscover these old friends and build upon what you've done. I mean, I can't think of any other role that I've ever played that I could still play today that I was doing at 25. I mean, none. Yeah. So that's cool. I like that.
What is one characteristic of Fiero's you're glad that you yourself don't possess?
Well, you know, Fiero he is a prince. He's royal. I'm sure it seems very nice to be royal, but like, I think that would probably be a terrible life. Yeah, I would never want to be a member of a royal family. I think that sounds pretty restrictive.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I think that probably.
Okay. All right. Now, you grew up in Jonesboro, Arkansas. Mm-hmm. In fifth grade, I did a report on Arkansas because the state is known for quartz crystals, which I love. So if you could give a quartz crystal to anyone, who would you want to be the recipient of it?
Oh, gosh. Probably my sister-in-law, Camille. She sent us like a crystal one time, and I love it. And I know that she loves them, so I probably sent her one.
Okay, so in our last interview in 2016, because we also did an interview in 2012, so you mentioned for my question at that time about improving your life by 1% better every day, that you wanted to say fuck less. So I wanted to know, how is that working for you?
Actually, pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, pretty good. I've made some really good progress with that one.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I slide back every once in a while, but yeah, I'm pretty good now.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so happy to see that it works. Yes, yeah. I love it. Uh-huh. I love it. All right, so let's just do some rapid-fire questions. Mm-hmm. Boxers or briefs?
Before we get to that answer, let's take a quick break and get a word in from one of our sponsors. We'll be back in a minute. Oh, wait. You don't know? You haven't heard? You must not be subscribed to the Call Me Adam Digest. When you sign up for the Call Me Adam Digest, you are the first to know. You get a front row seat to my interviews and podcast episodes, where you get to discover new things about your favorite celebrities. You get personal stories from the other side of the microphone that you wouldn't know by just reading, watching, or listening to my interviews. We get to have a weekly connection, and you can add some fun to your weekend. So come take a peek behind the curtain with the Call Me Adam Digest. Sign up today at callmeadam.com. Can't wait to see you there. Welcome back to Burying It All with Call Me Adam. So as you were saying,
favorite go-to emoji when texting?
Heart emoji.
Peanut butter, crunchy or smooth?
Definitely crunchy.
And favorite flavor, M&M?
M&M peanut, selling for my basketball team.
Well, we're already at the end.
Oh my gosh.
I know, this was so quick. So I always end my podcast with playing off the title, Burying It All with Call Me Adam. So if you were to bear it all, what is something you would reveal about yourself that you haven't talked about in previous interviews?
Actually, I was talking about this last night with somebody, but because somebody was having new press photos made for the show coming in, and the press photo they used for me, for Fiero, is old. It's like 10 years old, and it's still on the outside of this theater, but what's a little behind-the-scenes story that I've never talked about before is that I'm not smiling in that photo because I'm missing my front tooth. Because I was coming here between next to normal, and they'd give me a week vacation, and I went to Mexico to this little surf town, and this giant wave caught me and pulled me under and sat my head down, and I broke my whole front tooth out.
Oh my God.
And I was flying back on a red eye and immediately had press photos and then immediately had a show. And then we had a matinee the next day. And at that point, I was like, whatever. So I did an entire week of shows and my press photos with no front tooth. I look so Arkansas. And Joan Marcus, who takes all the Broadway photos, she was like, oh, just smile. It's fine. We can Photoshop it in. And I was like, no. So I'm always watching all my photos. But then you know that now. Anytime you see a photo of me as Fiero, just know that I'm missing my front teeth.
So that is actually everything. Everybody listening, I know you're going to come see Kyle's show at Fine Signs 54 Below, September 23rd.
He'll get the dirt and the scoop and the story, for he happens to be in the know. Just ask anybody who's had him. Adam lives for the business of show. Call me Adam.com.
Do you remember watching your favorite celebrity being interviewed, but you could tell there was more to that interview than what was being shown? My name is Adam Rothenberg, and in the past 16 years, I have interviewed over 2,200 artists and celebrities. And I am here to tell you that yes, there is definitely more to the interviews you have watched, read, or listened to. In my debut book, Behind the Curtain, The Mistakes, Lessons Learned, and Triumphs of Interviewing Celebrities, I take you behind the scenes of what really happens during an interview, sharing the joys, the pitfalls, and the OMG moments. You can get your copy on Amazon or through my entertainment platform, callmeadam.com. You can get your very own autographed copy.